Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Laura Canning.
Good morning.
You always have things going on, and when we talk about things going on, it's happening really soon. So let's start with the Mysterious Monarchs program.
Yeah, tomorrow we've got a full day. We are going to start at 2 p.m. For our Mysterious Monarchs program out at Lake Anita. And that kind of kicks off our season with these Mysterious Monarch programs. So this isn't going to be your only chance to catch it, but it's just the first one. And that's, so if it's close for you, come to Lake Anita. And that's going to be Saturday, 2 p.m. And we're in the main campground up by the playground that's kind of at the top of the hill.
Okay. Do you want to mention the other dates when you're
doing
Mysterious Monarchs?
We'll be doing them continuous Saturdays again, then September 6th. At 4 p.m., that one will be at Cold Springs, so Lewis. And then the 13th, we're going to have two of them. First one's going to be Sunnyside in Atlantic, and that one will be 2 p.m., and then 4 p.m. at Outdoor Educational Classroom down by Messina. And so you'll have, four total shots at getting in your Monarch programs. Again, especially if you want a tagging kit and want to have your kids tag butterflies on their own in your backyard, you definitely want to swing by and catch me at a program so I can get you those tags and get signed up for a tag. You can also call the office and tell me that you're going to be coming and wanting a tagging kit. That'd be great. And again, our phone number is 769-2372.
Look in the phone book under Cass County Conservation.
Yep, or Cold Springs Park.
Okay, in the surrounding area park.
Yeah.
How are the numbers looking?
I've seen a lot the end of August, and then butterfly-wise, and then from what I've been hearing up in Minnesota that are coming down, that they've had a pretty decent year. They haven't had this rain. So hopefully at least around here, I caught one yesterday in the afternoon after it was starting to dry out. So,
Okay. Well, as you said, earlier in the year, I thought I had seen more butterflies of all kinds than I have seen for years.
The tiger swallowtails, for some reason, this year have been crazy. Yeah. But, it's been a good year so far. They're thinking for it, definitely more than last year is what they're hoping for.
We saw one of the worms the other day on a milkweed plant. Is that one going to make it through the season?
When it gets this close to the end, as the day they're signaled by the shorter days, so the shorter days kind of tell them to quick, and so they're actually only in that caterpillar stage right now, about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll probably make it. We have our migration can be as late as the 20th of August or September, of September. So our average is right around the 13th of September for our latitude. So if you live north Minnesota, it's starting to get their height.
Okay. Well, I thought it was interesting. There were a number of people that saw that were really excited about seeing that caterpillar and going, oh, there's a monarch. So I thought that was kind of neat that they were excited about that.
Yeah, they'll make it, hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Kind of depends a little on the weather, I'm sure. So that's the first thing that we wanted to talk about. And then you also have something else going on tomorrow.
We have a Dutch oven cooking program at 5 p.m. at Cold Springs Park. And we haven't done one actually all summer, so we're going to do this one. And then also in September, later on in September, Lake Anita does their Dutch oven cook-off. So if you're wanting new ideas or wanting to, just kind of gear up and get ready for it.
Maybe you're a beginner and go, okay, do I want to do this? If you haven't ever done it, maybe this class would be a good
Mine
thing
is more
out.
Of a class, not to get confused with the cook-off. That is more of a competition at Lake Anita in September. So
in the class, I assume you're going to talk about the kinds of equipment that you might have.
Right, and how to care for it.
And
kinds
of things you can do, which are unending. The kinds of foods you can do are just unending.
Yes, and we decided to do an Italian night.
So we
are going to do a Italian pasta and an herb cheese bread in the Dutch ovens.
It's making me hungry, even though it's this time of the morning. Wow.
I know, right?
Yes, and it's so good. So, and then can you tell us just a little more about the Anita event?
Yeah, Well, my Dutch oven cooking class again this Saturday,
Yes.
5 p.m. And it's free, of course, even though it's held up in the campground. You don't have to be a camper. Just bring your own plates and silverware for the samples once we get done cooking it. And the Dutch oven cooking competition is in September. It's September 27th. I believe it's a
on
Saturday.
Saturday.
It's
okay.
on a Saturday,
okay.
And it's in the afternoon, and it's up in their primitive campground, and so they are they invite anybody and everybody to come in, and that you can do just one dish, or you can do. There's also a category to do like a whole meal
mm-hmm.
dessert from dessert to appetizer.
Okay,
and you got to do it in the Dutch oven, and it's strict. You know, you can't. Do some cheats that sometimes
no just not just plain grilling. This has to be Dutch oven.
Yes. Yep. Okay. And they don't allow foil to be used, so
all
a lot
right,
of people line the foil in there so it's easier to clean.
Yes.
Not allowed.
Interesting. But and the other thing, you know, you're saying anybody who wants to actually be in the contest is invited.
Yep. But the public is also invited.
Oh my gosh. And I just have been so impressed. Let's see, I think I've been there twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you just don't want to eat much before you go, I tell
right.
you that.
The sam.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to sample so you can vote. That's the key.
Yes. And that's a very difficult thing to do. After you taste all of these things, which are your favorites? Really
yeah.
hard to make that decision.
Yes.
Do you have picked out what you're going to be doing?
I actually won't be able to go this year.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be gone. That's bad because you usually have some, well, you always have some interesting
yes.
things and try and do something maybe a little bit different.
Yeah.
But they are all unique. I mean, you don't see the contestants doing the same thing
Mm-mm.
for sure.
I remember the year with the beer bread was just delicious. Oh.
And to me, unbelievable. They made cheesecake. I mean,
oh, yeah.
a lot of people can't make cheesecake at home in their oven. So here they're making it in a Dutch oven over an outdoor fire.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. Everything was delicious. So there's lots of main dishes, the desserts,
yes.
the breads, everything. It's just.
So that's upcoming
go.
In September.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll hear more about it.
Right. And come to your class to find out
yeah.
more about how to do that and kind of how you get that done. It's a great thing for people who are camping, but you don't have to be a camper, I think, to enjoy this.
Yeah, my Italian pasta that we're going to do is actually a recipe that is a regular recipe you can do in your house, that I've modified it so that you can do it in your Dutch oven.
And that's probably something you can talk about if somebody has a favorite recipe. How do you
right.
modify it
right.
to do it in the Dutch oven? So,
yep, and we'll talk about that even a little bit more in this time around in the class since my class will, or my recipe is a modified recipe.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Okay, what else?
We're ending
mention?
The night. So we're ending our Saturday night of Labor Day weekend with a movie in a park. And so we are showing the Lego movie. So a family-friendly Lego movie, and we were going to show it up at the Cold Springs Park again. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. So
it has to be dark.
Yep, it has to be dark for us, or pretty dark by then.
Yeah.
And so we're going to show that movie. And again, that's free. You don't have to be a camper. Just for the weather, because it might be chilly. 4th of July seemed chilly.
Yeah.
So when we did this one last. So, yeah, just for the weather, and bring some bug spray, and it's free.
Right. Okay, and just a great family thing. You know, some people, when it comes to Labor Day for whatever those holidays, they think they have to go somewhere far away.
Nope.
Stay close to home, stay safe, and be entertained free.
Yes,
that's a pretty good on your budget. Maybe a little driving, but anybody's invited to do that.
Yeah,
and then we might just barely mention, I know the next thing we'll probably be talking about, you're going to be doing things in classrooms.
Oh, yes. Yep, we're getting into the classrooms right now, and we're doing more Monarch programs in the classroom besides the ones that are out in the public, and Halloween's right around the corner.
All right. So the first Monarch program
yes.
is tomorrow.
It's 2 p.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
Yep. 2 p.m. on Saturday, and then 5 o'clock is our Dutch oven cooking dinner class, and then we are having our movie in the park at 9 p.m.
Okay, great kickoff to the weekend, and everybody invited free of charge. Well, thank you so much,
Thanks.
Laura Canning, for being here. She's a Cass County naturalist with Cass County Conservation. And until next time, here's a thought. I'm guessing Laura does this. Over-prepare, then go with the flow.